Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
So, you know how Charlie Rose is kind of out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. At CBS this morning. Well, CBS wants Oprah Winfrey to possibly replace Charlie Rose, according to Raw Story. Source tells the site, CBS this morning is begging Oprah to fill in. Not full time, but they're hoping she'll do 1 or 2 days, just or at least fill in till Christmas, anything. They said, unless you get a superstar on the show, everyone's always just going to be thinking Charlie's missing.
Right.
Yeah.
I actually like this idea because I think Oprah's great. I mean, I think she did. She's always done great.
She's not doing anything right now.
She's kind of just making her rounds.
Rolling around in money.
I think she's writing another book. But she's kind of like sitting in neutral.
Yeah.
And let me think. I mean, I'm trying to, isn't on CBS this morning, isn't one of the women on there, isn't that like her BFF?
Gail?
Isn't Gail on that show?
I don't watch morning TV.
I don't remember, but yeah. I thought that they were friends, so I thought that could happen.
Oh, yeah, that could be kind of fun. They should just take over together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Check this out. So Star Wars franchise director J.J. Abrams auctioned off Star Wars spoilers for charity during HBO's Night of Too Many Stars. This is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
So a man who identified himself as Carlos Danger.
Oh, I love it.
he bid $10,000 to hear JJ whisper several spoilers in his ear.
That's awesome.
See, that's how I would want it to go.
Yes.
I don't want you to show me something or send me an email or whatever. Yeah. I just want you to blow my mind with like one sentence.
Yeah.
Which you can do with these movies.
It was his dad.
Right.
What?
Like the old ones, if you would have, if in 1970 something you just said to Luke Skywalker's dad is Darth Vader.
Yep, your head would just explode.
You couldn't watch movies ever again.
No.
Mark Hamill even tweeted, said the hashtag #WaitForEight is nearly over. Let me take this opportunity to personally ask you to keep all that happens in The Last Jedi a secret for as long as humanly possible. Thank you to all for thinking of me in advance.
Well, I hope this Carlos Danger guy doesn't spoil the spoilers.
I hope
by
not.
By spreading the spoilers. I bet you he had to sign so many waivers.
Oh, my gosh. They probably had the lawyers standing right there.
Yes,
right,
absolutely.
He's
now in some kind of custody.
They probably sealed J.J. Abrams' whisper in a suitcase and then just opened it and then revealed it.
I think this guy is probably in a locked room right now for a while.
Probably.
So. News.com.au. I never know how to say that. News.com.au?
.au. It's from Australia. It's Australia's website.
I know where it's from, but I want to be like news.com.au.
You got to say it in an Australian accent.
Oh,
News.com.au.
Okay, that was good.
Good day, mate.
So that site that you just said claims that singer Jamie Sierra is suing Idina Menzel, Demi Lovato, and Disney for stealing the smash hit Let It Go.
Whoa.
He claims that song was inspired by his 2008 song Volar, which I don't know that song.
Never heard of that song.
Jamie is requesting profits from the film, the music, and the marketing. If this guy has a case, that is going to be major bank because that song was more overplayed than any song in the whole wide world.
Well, think of the residuals, too.
I know.
Because that song just came out a year or two ago. So think of you think about all the Aladdin and all those other Disney movie songs that you've been singing forever. That guy's going to have a big paycheck. But
we'll have to find this song and see if it exists anywhere and how similar
research.
It really is.